kickstart your Saturday with JB and Billy. Even though there's no chance Billy's going to be up this early.
You know what time I get up now?
What time?
11.
Oh!
This is the best of the rush hour.
Quiz to give away a hot lap with Will Davison, two-time Bathurst winner around the Phillip Island Grand Prix circuit.
Yep.
In the 23 Red Racing Mustang, and this is all thanks to Imar, of course, the tradies mate for insurance. You are doing the quiz, Bill. How's it going to work?
Well, this is how it's going to work, Jim. We have two men on the line now. One's called John. G'day, John.
I've got an opener if you want to use that.
Oh, opener.
Mm-hmm. Quizmaster Brownless is back.
How good's this quiz, Jimmy? Even quiz.
Giving you the chance to...
battle it out. Even battle it out.
This is the Rush Hour Quiz. Thanks to Imar, the tradies mate for insurance. Call 13-IMAR.
Well done, Matty. He's always got an opener there. We should have known that. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got two contestants on the line. John from Bacchus Marsh. Welcome, John.
How you going, guys?
You a supercar fan?
Irving.
Ford or Holden?
Normally Holden, but I actually drive a Mustang, so I've got to go.
Oh, that's a strong boy. Nice. Are you enjoying that particular ride, Johnny?
Mate, I am. 2 years in, and it's
big
car.
5 litre V8. They've got a thumping big donk in them, the Mustang. Lots of them on the...
What?
You know what that is, Bill?
A donk.
You know, Johnny, don't
I
you?
I should be called that's Mustang then.
Yeah, they're beautiful. All right. And Jace from Werribee?
Jace from Werribee. Go, Jace.
Gentlemen, how are you going?
Good. You a V8 man?
Yes.
All right. Your call's going to be Jason, and John, yours is going to be John, okay?
John.
Five questions.
It's also sophisticated the way we're doing it.
Five questions, gets the most wins, okay?
Right, here we go.
And we've got a tiebreaker just in case.
Nice.
Yell your name out first, Jim's the judge.
Write that down, Matty.
Yell your name out first, Jim's the judge.
That's it, right?
Righto. Who is nicknamed Frosty?
Jason.
Jace.
Mark Winterbottom.
Mark Winterbottom.
Well done.
All right.
Jason gets one, Jim.
Nice.
Number two. What Ford does Will Davison race in?
Jason. Ford Mustang, 23 Red Racing.
Oh, jeez. Jason knows his stuff.
Are you there, John?
Yeah, mate.
Have a listen.
If Jace gets it right,
Bill. Cut Jason out. An audio question, this one. Who is this with JB and what?
No, we don't have an audio question.
Oh, no. This is your...
Jason?
No, shut up, Jason. Don't worry, it's not on.
What, you've had an audio question in your quiz that doesn't exist?
Is there no audio?
No.
What is wrong with you two?
Oh, fair dinkum. Where is fat? Number three, here we go. How many laps are there around Mount Palomarama? How many laps are there at the Bathurst 1000?
Yeah,
I think I heard John then. Yes, John?
80.
80? No. Jason?
161.
There we are.
Too good, Jason. 100,
well, you've got himself...
161 laps, Jim.
That's it, Bill.
Matty has just put the audio question in.
Can we... Well, what about that last one? Has he got that turned around already? Mount, what did you call it? Mount Panorama.
Pamarana. Bathurst, Jim, you foot flogged.
So where are we at with the quiz?
I think Jace won.
Jace's won. Johnny, you shouldn't have to bloody compete in a quiz run that badly. Fair dinkum.
Can you do the quizzes? I have trouble with quizzes, Jim.
Johnny, who do you follow in the footy, mate?
Mate, I follow Essendon.
Essendon. Have we got anything with Essendon coming up, Rabs?
No.
All right, we will hang on to your details,
what about
Johnny.
What Nina and Pasadena?
All right, we can get you some Nina and Pasadena, Johnny.
What, for not answering one question?
No, just for having to tolerate your horrendous quiz. So, Johnny, you've got that coming your way.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
I can't believe they
Jace,
yes?
You are heading around, if you don't mind, Phillip Island in the Mustang.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to Imar, the tradies mate for insurance.
Thanks, Imar.
How much do you weigh?
About 90 kilos.
Oh, that means 100, Jim.
How tall are you, Jace?
5'10".
Ah, perfect. Righto. You know that there are four qualifications to do this that Bill doesn't fit into.
What are they?
Firstly, Jace, he's well over 100 kilos.
Yep.
Secondly, he's too tall at 6'3",
yes,
or whatever he is.
Yes.
Thirdly, he never wears anything but thongs. And fourthly, he's in very poor health.
Yeah.
So under all of the qualifications, Bill, you couldn't do this.
Or an impairment. That's me. So you got to wear closed toe shoes with socks.
Yep.
That's what it says, Jim. What to bring?
Read it before we get on air.
Closed toe shoes with socks, all right? No. And you get breakfast, you get lunch, thanks to the good people at 23 Red. Oh, the Mustang, that'd be good. Milwaukee.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well done, Jase.
Thank you.
And straight to Michael Clark. He's got a win.
AB de Villiers, if you don't mind.
That's his one and only test wicket.
Well, you take that all day long. Yeah, bloke sure. Average in his mid-50s. Hello, Big Duke.
JB, Bill.
Still, still remember that, do you?
I do. Every time I come in here, that gets played. So I like coming in here.
Good to charge in, didn't you? Get that big frame going and you charge in with a hanky hanging out. Charge in, he would, and ball.
Had the wrestling pads on the elbows.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
Sort of stuff, yeah.
And then you also got Amla dropped, didn't you? Who dropped that?
Ed Cowan dropped Hashim Amla. I have not spoken to Ed Cowan since. Not a single word.
Hey, has anyone seen James Pattinson since the Shield final?
Jimmy.
Has anyone seen him?
I ran into him at the awards night.
Oh, right.
And he was in fine form.
Good.
Very good. All the boys were, as you can imagine. It's been an unbelievable year for them. But he's just having a week in Dubai to chill out before he's going to terrorise some English batsmen.
Jeez, he looked thick.
Yeah.
Watching the Shield final on here, he looked like from back all the way through the front of his chest, he's just got it's like a barrel.
Yeah, that's the thing I love about Jimmy. And I've spent, two or three years with him when he was 18, 19, living with me and Clint Mackay. And his work ethic and his ability to be able to bounce back from injury is just unbelievable. And his passion for the game. Yeah. But not only that, his passion to actually play for his teammates. You could see how much he'd love to be out there. So I think he's definitely one that we need.
I say this all the time. If he's fit, he's in our best team. I don't care who else is available for selection.
No, I agree with it, JB. I think he has to be one. Yeah. What about World Cup?
He can bleed runs because he's so attacking. It reminds me of the way Dennis Lilly used to bowl in one day cricket, which and Brett Lee a bit the same.
Yeah.
He just aimed to get people out,
which
I love because that's how you keep the runs down.
Some days it's going to work and some days you'll leak runs, but I don't know. I'd be tempted. If there's just a few injury concerns around Stark Hazelwood, then who knows? He might be
You know what, though? My only query on that is I have the Ashes as a much more important mission for us over there, and I want him available ball one.
Oh, Well, I tell you what, he's going to have a crack at it.
So he gets the new ball.
Maybe not the new ball, although he and Cummins probably are in a similar spot with that. But, Duke, for me, when you ask the Australian selectors, who do you go with for the first test, go and ask all the first-class batsmen around Australia, the bloke they least want to face, and they will all say Jimmy Pattinson.
Jay Pattinson, without a question of doubt. Everyone hates facing him. He's just so aggressive. He's in your face. Can you imagine the Poms trying to face up to that?
It's up into the stickers.
It is. It's up on the splice.
Don't want any of that.
It's round your ear hole. It's not.
Hey, they had a great, year, didn't they, really? Oh, well, they did. Victoria and Harris, of course, man of the match.
Yep.
But we don't hear much about Ronald McDonald. He's done a great job coaching, hasn't he?
He has, Bill. He's. I actually think he's one of the better coaches we've got in this country, and I would not be surprised if he is the next man to lead the Australian side. I think he's been able to achieve with the Renegades.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We won a one-day tournament at the start of the year. People forget that as well. Plus, coming in and a couple of shields under his belt now as well. He's a very intelligent player. I played a lot with him.
Yeah.
But his coaching, I think he's got it right.
Mm.
He's got the balance between.
Good man.
He is
he's a real good bloke.
Yeah,
I did a lunch with Simon Kadich in Canberra. When Simon Kadich, I don't know if you've ever heard him speak, he's actually a funny bastard.
Oh, Kadich.
So he wouldn't expect it, but he is dry. And he told the story about Michael Clarke and the incident at the SCG change rooms.
Oh, yes.
Where he just managed to pin him up against the wall. Anyway, the funniest bit about, well, one of the funny bits about it was he said at the end of it, the dust settled and he turned to his teammates and he said, listen, boys, I'm sorry about that. Probably shouldn't have had to sit through that. And Ronnie McDonald looked at him and said, mate, I play for Victoria. That happens every week.
He wasn't wrong.
Oh, I love it.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling. Kids in cars,
come on, Bill.
You've been warned.
Chip. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time for the big bloke to explode.
Where is this one?
This is Billy's Bank.
Jimmy boy, I tell you who's a tool head.
Who's that?
Fuzzy Zola, Jim.
Oh, the former US Masters.
I know who the f*** he is, you idiot. I brought him up. I'm watching the Masters last night. Adam Scott leaves the pin in the hole when he putts, which is allowed in the rules nowadays, Jim.
Yes.
And this halfwit calls it micro fargo.
Oh, no.
Sacrilegious, Jim.
Yes.
You idiot.
Yes.
What's he only just realised, Jim? The rule's been in place for 6 months, you stupid four-eyed seppo. Seriously, Jim, I've had enough. Adam Scott is our man. Adam Scott is our man, Jimmy boy. He's a former champion and he's good looking. Yep. This tool has still got a cord hanging around his glasses, Jim. That went out in the late 70s. It's like I always say, Jimmy boy.
What do you always say?
Revenge is a dish best served cold.
Oh, yes.
And Fuzzy Zola is a head. He's got history, Jim, of making a of himself.
Oh, Jesus.
He had a go at the food Tiger was going to serve at the champion's dinner.
That is true.
He got beaten up at a strip joint, Jim.
Well, that was actually Robert Allen.
Shut the up, Jim, you sucko. Oh, I'm angry now. Who the hell's called Fuzzy anyway, Jim?
Well, his real name's actually
Frabs. Cut that idiot off now. Fuzzy, Fuzzy Fertigan, Fuzzy Bear. Come on, Fuzz. You can off.
Oh, no. I can't go on. Yeah, I haven't got enough. It's Friday, Rabs. Get hit something.
High ball to full forward. No.
Oh, Stevie J!
Stevie J!
Toppers for six. Toppers for six.
Lower the eyes of the choppers. Oh, Stevie! Snap! He's back. Got their fourth!
He's back.
Stevie!
Hey, Bill.
Jim.
We came into today.
Yes.
And you said, and I haven't seen you like this for a while.
Give me a piece of him.
You said, give me a piece of my man.
Exactly, Jim.
And I said, is there any particular reason why we need to speak to Stevie? And you said, you just get him on the phone and then leave him to me.
Well, Jim.
So that's what I'm doing.
It's all about manners. We've all got them. We've all been well brought up.
Well brought up.
Don't know about Stephen in Wangaratta, to be honest.
Yes.
Because they ask for a fridge up there. The Sydney Football Club Match Committee. We hear from Horse. We hear from John Blakey. We hear from Chomp Chomp. Can we please have a fridge? We've got no fridge in the match committee room.
John Longmire, during an interview with us, said, Bill, can I bring something up with you just at the end of it all?
Yeah.
And you said, yeah, no problem. I hear you've got a great fridge company.
Bar Fridges Australia.
Can you help us out? The match committee room up at the Swans could really do with a good bar fridge.
Yeah.
Bang, how long later?
Well, we sent it up that week, Jim.
That's it.
It was in the match committee room. A good one, too. Just not a little bar fridge.
You're good bastard.
Good bastard, this one.
Right.
It's been, I'll just wait it. Yep. 2 weeks, Jim. Yeah. Because something might take a bit of time to get through.
Right.
No thank yous from Horse,
this is
from Blakey, from Chomp Chomps, me old mate.
The great Bloods culture of respect.
Respect.
Righto.
No respect, no thank. G'day, Stephen, welcome.
Oh, g'day, Bill. G'day, Jim. Hey, it was sitting in the box. I didn't realise it was the bar fridge until you reminded me.
He's filthied up.
That's all. It's a bloody good bar fridge too, so thank you for sending that.
Oh!
And I wouldn't mind another one for home if you've got one.
What did you think it was sitting in the box?
I'm not too sure, but we unwrapped it and we were pleasantly surprised by just how good it is. So thank you very much.
Corey organised that, the Barracks for North Melbourne Bar Fridges Australia. But, that's good, sir. It's just taken a while to get back and say thank you. That's all we wanted, a little thank you.
I've been waiting for an opportunity to put something on social media, Bill. That's where it'll get its marketing value.
Well, you need a win, and you got one.
Your coach threw you straight under the bus because we had him on the... Well, Duck went one-on-one with him, but right at the end, Bill said, by the way, how's the fridge I sent up looking? Thanks for the recognition for it. And Big Horse said, well, I left that up to Stevie.
He did too.
I had actually sent Bill a text, so he might be putting a bit of mayo on this story a little bit, but...
Now, I'll tell you what else I did.
What else, Jimmy?
We got to the Saturday night broadcast of Channel 7, and all roads lead, as Stevie knows, to Channel 7 on a Saturday night. And the national audience is watching, and Jeremy Cameron for the GWS Giants had just turned one on.
On fire.
30 touches, 7 goals, and it was sent through to me by Swamp the Stats Man at 7 that the last person to have done that
To
have 30 touches and kick 7 goals was himself.
Stephen.
So back in 2011, Stevie?
Yeah, I think that's right, Jim. It's a long time ago.
I've got Lingus next to me.
Yeah.
So I've taken my cans off and got him to, and I said, just wait and see how long it takes, Chompers, after I drop this out to get in touch with me.
Yep.
Anyway, so I said, interesting to note that the last bloke to do that was Stevie J back in 2011. I reckon Stevie, 18 seconds. Suddenly the text came through on my phone, and I had 10 goal assists.
Oh, Chompers, you can't be doing that.
Well, you can't be leaving that out. Jeremy didn't have one goal assist. Ken Mooney texted me during the week and said, what about, they didn't mention the 5 goals I kicked. Oh. I said, well, I gave you every one of them, Moon.
So not only 30 and 7, but you handed 10 off.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Oh, what's he doing?
What we're doing is the idiot file. It's amazing. It used to take us a month to put one of these together.
I know.
Last week, this time last week, there were two segments on a Friday show. So Bill goes, well, that'll be it for a while.
That's it.
And amazingly, a week later, we got another one. Enjoy.
On. Jesse Hogan named on the extended beach at Fremantle, which we can ask.
Beach.
Oh, Kathmandu.
Yes.
What more can that Kathmandu?
Oh, no.
Have launched their first ever wedding dress that's waterproof. Jim,
yes.
And you can put packs down the side, you know, for your, I don't know, your, whatever. And it can pack into a travel size.
Whatever. What did Fat say after that last caller? I didn't quite get it. Well, let's have a listen. All right. Well done. Not bad topics.
Yeah, again, plenty. Ooh.
What, Bill? What is that?
Basha Hooley out again, Jim, for another week. Luke Shuey. Jeremy McGovern.
Oh, no.
It's hard to say, Jeremy. Linda there in Mulgrave. G'day, Linz. Timmy McGrath said hard work paid off, didn't it?
Yep. Why, Bill?
I can't read it, Jim. Hard work paid work off. Love them.
And Redback.
Very nice. So while you're there checking out your next Leatherman multi-tool or cooler from EvaCool. So while you're there checking out your next Leatherman multi-tool or cooler from EvaCool, upgrade. Josh, you stop laughing. Upgrade your workwear. But he got a, it was downgraded for 1 week to a $3,000 fine.
What very unique talent do you have?
After I peeled, now three apples, Jim, all at one, the whole peeling without breaking it.
Oh, no. Over there, I'm saying Adelaide.
Yeah. All I want to see is the pressure, the selflessness, and
what
the team football. Selflessness.
I have one more.
Selfness. Is it selfness or selfless?
No. Selfless, Bill.
Selfless.
Selflessness.
You have been given life for 30 minutes to do whatever you want to do.
Right.
He looks at her, she looks at him, they go off running behind the scrubbery.
The scrubbery.
For these big rubbery. Nutter Wadding, Jim.
Yes.
Haven't won a game for 62 games, and they won on the weekend.
Nice.
Broke their long losing streak.
Oh.
I was trying to think of something.
Drought.
Drought, Jim. Look it on, you Nutter Wadding. How do you say it then?
None-a-wadding.
None-a-wadding.
Or none-a-watting. I know where
there's
it
no
is.
There's no T in it, Bill.
Father of the year again. Bill, it's getting lonely out here. 3 years in a row I've won it.
Have you got a pair?
I don't have...
Au pair?
I don't have any pairs.
How was Amsterdam?
Amsterdam was great, yeah.
What were you trying to say?
Oh, just, well, loving and going to Amsterdam. It's all in the
Amsterdam.
Same...
Amsterdam.
Damn.
Honestly. Davey starts to answer. He says, you're boring us to death.
Oh, he's going to go into diffs and...
all that stuff, yeah.
What else?
Shackle pins.
What's a shackle pin, Bill?
You could be in third. How many points you get for a win?
150.
Oh, you could go right up to old Kohlberg.
Oh, who?
Fabian.
Kohlberg.
Coulthard.
Oh. I tell you what, the blonde hair has worked for Luke Ryan. He got 9 votes, as did Maxie Walters. Or Michael Walters.
Oh, you and Michael, yeah.
I'll be out the back cleaning the dishes anyway, so
and
I don't
the
have
chef
too many
chucker
other skills.
Fits every, what, yeah, 2 or 3
chucker
days?
Chucker fits.
Fit.
Yeah, that's it, Bill.
Fit.
No S on the end of it.
Who crapped himself and threw the ball over his head when the big New Zealander Jomo Lomu...
Jonah Lomu.
And she walked and limped. And was that embarrassed, walked across the light, and I just sat there, and I feared him, L-O-D-L-D.
L-O-D-L-D.
How do you spell that, sir? So after a minute, here's all the receiver, here's this operator, here's this heavy breathing.
No.
We're off to the polls, Jim. There's going to be a election, hence, Jim.
1-555-355.
I didn't run, Jim. I didn't run for it.
What are we doing?
Actually, 1-555-355
is just...
Neil Bullen out, and Cade Kardashian. He's been concussed again.
Cade Kardashian.
Collar Jasny. Good on him.
Yep.
Paul O'Hearn, or Ahern, will play for North Melbourne, Jim. Yeah. That's good.
Paul O'Hearn. Starts with A, so it'll be Ahern. Yep.
Yep. Yellow your name out first. Jim's a judge. How many laps are there around Mount Palomarana?
Bill, this is your own quiz that you prepared.
Well, I didn't. I wrote down Mount Palomarana. I didn't say it. So you got to wear closed toe shoes with socks. That's what it says, Jim.
Welcome to you, Wayne.
Yes,
hello,
gentlemen.
Wayne, the second best special comments man on Triple M.
What, behind James Heard?
But also you've delved into the one-on-one and on
delved
one-on-one with the Sydney coach John Longmire on the weekend. How do you reckon that went well?
Do we want to start this whole thing
went
again?
Well.
Seriously, he's walked off.
He's walked off.
He's finally realised what he's doing to this show. Bringing it to its knees. Now he's walked behind the... He's about to start pressing some buttons. Rabsy. Honestly. I don't know where he's at, Bill.
You can't push buttons,
He's starting to push buttons around the table, the desk.
That was the best of the Rush Hour. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.